High Performance, a six-part, six-pillar series on impactful marketing from your friends and neighbors, by Mark Bubula and Tom Fugelberg. Copyright 2023. Friends and Neighbors. All rights reserved. Part 1. Demand Capture versus Demand Generation. Introduction. The topic of performance in marketing has become associated with efforts that result in immediate, measurable impact. But is this truly the best way to assess success? As good friends and neighbors, we're committed to providing the best intelligence on effective marketing programs to our community. Our new series, High Performance, will explore six pillars of impactful marketing programs to help our clients and collaborators better understand how to design, implement, and measure efforts. Pillar 1. Long-term commitment. There's no question short-term sales activations can be effective, but long-term branding cannot be ignored. This pillar will explore how to think about, plan, and measure long-term branding efforts. Pillar 2. Consistent presence. Turbulent markets make it tempting to scale back on costs, and marketing is no exception, yet pulling back on investment comes with a cost of its own. This pillar focuses on the importance of consistent messaging over time. Pillar 3. Strong coverage. Growing a brand means going big, getting your message in front of an increasingly broader audience. This pillar explores the impact of reach in marketing efforts. Pillar 4. Relevant context. A meaningful message is only as impactful as the space it appears. This pillar covers an essential ingredient in the marketing mix: media and activation. Pillar 5. Meaningful connections. The power of creativity in branding is well understood to be a critical driver of effectiveness. This pillar will explore the latest research and insights related to creating meaningful, memorable connections with people. Pillar 6. Memorable moments. As we learn more about how advertising works, we more deeply understand that its primary role is to create future buyers by making brands and products memorable. This one is all about how a memorable message contributes to the future success of brands. Every quarter, our team will produce a thought leadership piece that more deeply explores one of these six pillars. We're excited to share our neighborly wisdom with you, starting with Pillar 1. Long-term commitment. Demand capture against demand generation. Finding 1. As more marketers shift dollars away from brand building to performance-based tactics, our desire for instant gratification may hurt ambitions for long-term, sustainable growth. However, years of research from leading experts in marketing science support the importance of long-term brand-building marketing efforts and creating future demand for sales and sustainable growth. Brilliant marketing minds are studying this phenomenon and have learned over time that growth is driven by investing in long-term campaigns and acquiring more light buyers across most categories. This phenomenon was reported by Les Bennett and Peter Field in their seminal paper, The Long and the Short of It. First published in 2013, which documented years of intensive data review on campaign effectiveness. They found that campaigns seeing bigger impact on price, sales, and growth tended to have longer campaign durations. A graph on the rise of short-termism and profit growth over campaign duration is included in the PDF version of this podcast. Finding 2. When advertising stops, demand drops. Around the same time, the Ehrenberg-Bass Institute published pioneering research on the importance of reach in attracting light buyers to a brand. Their data reveals that most buyers across categories are light buyers, which means that brands grow primarily through household penetration. What's more, is they revealed critical insights on what happens when brands stop advertising. To put it simply, pausing advertising means pausing demand generation. A graph of the average sale decline during campaign hiatus duration is included in the PDF version of this podcast. Finding 3. Long-term success requires a balance of brand building and sales activation. Attracting light buyers requires being easy to remember and easy to buy, building mental availability for brands over time. Companies who have found success balance their marketing mix by including brand-building efforts alongside shorter-term sales activations. The Les Bennett and Peter Field research shows that the optimum split in marketing investment is 60% for long-term brand building and 40% for short-term activation. However, this can vary by category and life stage. A graph of effectiveness versus long-term and short-term budget mix is included in the PDF version of this podcast. As we understand the importance of brand building over time, there are three important advantages for brands that invest in the long term. Strong brands get better returns. Return on media spending outperforms promotional spending return on investment consistently across categories. As evidenced in a study published by the Advertising Research Foundation, strong brands command a price premium. A compelling study from UK-based insurer Direct Line Group compared results among two brands, Churchill, who had invested in years of brand-building advertising, and Privilege, who had not invested in advertising. They found that the Churchill brand supported modest price premiums over Privilege. A graph of the ideal long-term and short-term budget mix by category is included in the PDF version of this podcast. 2. Strong brands command a price premium. But perhaps the best, most simple representation of this is comparing the price of an iconic brand like Apple to a comparable model such as the OnePlus. As Kantar did 2 years ago, the OnePlus has more storage, more RAM and a bigger screen size and the same rating from users but sells for 40% less. You would think that the rational phone buyer would choose the OnePlus and save some money, but the iPhone dominates in most countries where they come head-to-head. 3. Strong brands perform better in the market. Advertising research giant Millward Brown shows that, over time, strong brands outperform the market compared to weak brands. A graph of stock price performance for strong and weak brands over time is included in the PDF version of this podcast. Conclusion: a multitude of studies show over and over that growth-oriented marketers cannot think of brand-building efforts as optional or secondary to demand-generating marketing. In fact, brand building is in fact simply future demand generation. With only a portion of buyers in the marketplace at any given time, and without brand marketing to build awareness and preference, marketers will begin to fish the pond dry. It's time to embrace a new balanced mindset to marketing. Our next installment of High Performance will unpack the ingredients of how successful brands build the mental availability necessary to fuel success over time. Subscribe to our newsletter for quarterly installments of High Performance as we explore the 6 pillars of effectiveness. Thank you for listening to this episode of High Performance, a 6-part, 6-pillar series on impactful marketing from your friends and neighbors by Mark Bubula and Tom Fugelberg. To learn more about marketing effectiveness, please visit us at friends-neighbors.com or reach out directly to Mark at friends-neighbors.com. We'd love to hear what's working for you, what's not, and how we might be able to help you reach your performance goals.